You're listening to Daybreak on CBC Radio 1, and coming up next, part 2 of our investigation into Grand Forks City Hall. Let's refresh. In the last half hour, we heard the mayor of Grand Forks take an oath of office. In that oath, we heard him promise to disclose any conflict of interest.
I will disclose any direct or indirect pecuniary interest I have in a matter. I will not participate in any discussion of the matter and will not vote in respect of the matter. I do solemnly swear.
We also heard that he was told of a possible conflict on his very first day in office. We learned that he apparently never disclosed that fact at open council or to the public. And we heard his claim made during our interview that he only learned of the problem 8 weeks later. And lastly, we learned that during that time, he participated in council discussions and may have viewed sensitive information. So, why does any of this matter? To answer that question, the man who literally wrote the book on municipal affairs. His name is George Cuff. For 37 years, he has provided professional advice to mayors and city executives all over Canada. I asked him why preventing conflicts of interest matters at all.
The public ought to be encouraged that they can actually believe and trust and have confidence in those that they elect at the local level to do what it is the legislation requires them to do. So a lot of this is around confidence building, having a sense that I can respect those in authority, that the choices I made at the election box make good sense, and that these folks would actually do their best to follow the law and not get the rest of us into difficulty.
George Cuff also says city staff tend to be careful. They'll err on the side of caution. So, what's a new mayor to do?
Well, I'd be saying a thank you to the CAO, that the person had the guts to take me aside and say, oh, by the way, you're in danger running contrary to our own legislation, and if you do that and somebody challenges you on it, you could well be taken to court, you could well lose your position, you could well be embarrassed, all of that. So I would be, number one, I'd be very thankful to the CAO. Number two, I would say, is there any way I can get access to some good legal advice, and then be very, very careful not to act on that issue, not to discuss it, not to be in council chambers when it's being discussed. You know, there's a number of provisions that any wise mayor would be careful to follow.
I asked Frank Conrad what provisions he followed. Here's his answer.
I took the appropriate measures.
Which were what?
I sought legal counsel, and I refused
right.
myself.
When? When did
but
you...
But you're going around in circles on this thing now, and I don't want to discuss it.
When anymore. Did you get legal counsel?
No comment.
You don't feel a responsibility to answer this question?
None whatsoever.
In a subsequent interview, Mayor Conrad confirmed that he did eventually seek his own legal opinion, but not right away. He waited at least 8 weeks. And so what, then, are we to make of this?
Does the city president has a supervisory role for each installation?
No, that's Mayor Frank Conrad on January 12th, after he was warned about a potential conflict of interest, but before he got a legal opinion. He's participating in a council meeting on the very matter he was warned about. In a follow-up interview, we asked the mayor why he didn't recuse himself right away. His answer? He says he simply chose to ignore the warning from his CAO.
A statement coming from a CAO has no relevance. There's nowhere in the charter that it states that I should even be concerned about it.
Here's George Cuff again.
Do you have to, as a mayor, say to the council, you know, our CAO took me aside and gave me this advice? My guess is probably not.
We spoke with a separate expert, a lawyer with experience in municipal affairs, who told us there is no legal obligation to disclose that advice to council.
But the general adage is that, you know, at the start of any council meeting, any member of council that has a conflict of interest is required to tell the council that there is a conflict of interest on what item it is and the fact that the mayor will be asked to be excused on that particular item.
What if that councillor believes in their heart of hearts,
yeah,
despite advice from CAOs or lawyers or whoever, that they believe truly in good faith that they're not in a conflict of interest.
You know, in my mind, that's great. You can. Nobody's telling you that you can't have and hold that opinion. But if you do, then you know, it's the old adage that says anyone that has themselves for their lawyer has a fool for a client. So I would really question the judgment, to be honest, of anyone that would refute what was intended to be good advice.
Poor judgment. I wouldn't say I have declarations in documented black and white where I stated that I recuse myself.
True, but that didn't happen until May, 6 months after his first warning.
I continue to state that I am not in a conflict of interest, but I did the right thing.
And the importance of heeding warnings of staff as suggested by experts?
Wherever the information you're getting from those experts, I would strongly suggest you investigate it further.
Well, we did investigate further. We took a closer look at Grand Forks City Hall, and our investigations led back to the memo at the center of this story. More on that in the next half hour of Daybreak.